This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's now time for another hour of conversation. Thanks to the Doug Steffen Good Day. Let's see, this is an ensemble of thinkers. Dr. Joy Brown is here helping fill in for Jennifer Horn. She always has something good to say. If you want to check out her radio program, noon to 3 every day, East Coast time, drjoy.com is a good way to ask questions, or you can dial in for, 855-DR-JOY, I think, isn't it? Something close to that.
855-99. 99
bottles of joy on the wall. 99 bottles of joy. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of joy on the wall.
I want whatever he's taking.
Roberta Fasinelli is here. Richard Fadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The smartest dog on the planet is a border collie.
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes, I had him.
You had
really?
One. Right. Yep. And did he learn from you or did you learn from him?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, he was a smart dog, Patch. He was 12 years old.
Yep, nice dog.
Austin, he was a great, great dog.
Yeah, he was a good dog. Yeah, I thought.
And now I have two pugs, and while they are cute and funny, not near as smart. They're smart, but they are not near as. That border collie could do anything you wanted it to do.
But they're a little high strung, aren't they, border collies?
You need to exercise them a lot, because if they get bored, they get into trouble.
Yeah.
Well, they're used to herding animals, right?
Right.
They're outdoor dogs.
If you run away from them, they will nip your heels.
Really?
To get you to go where they want you to. Yeah. Kids, border collies and kids are the funniest things. You get the kids go running down the street, and you're like, go fetch.
Yeah. Well, you have to have, I'm in Los Angeles. My son's dog, Frankie, is here with me now, and he's a combination of a mastiff, a pit bull, a bulldog, and what's the other one? There's something else. He is just
Pekingese.
Not quite. No.
Poodle.
He's twice the size that Charlotte was, and Charlotte was always the boss. Charlotte, by the way, bulldogs tend to be they're herd animals themselves in a different way. Well, cows, cattle, they're cattle dogs. But the idea of trying to figure out is this old business that we all, and it has to do with our own pride. My dog's smarter than your dog, or, you know, my brother's, but whatever it is, we always want whatever we have to be the best. What is there about that, Joy? I'm going to take advantage of Joy and her background as a shrink and as some of the escapades we take conversation this week.
Yeah, we're a competitive society. I mean, we sort of...
Is it just here in America, or is it just as human beings?
Well, different societies. I mean, do I think human beings are competitive? Do I think we want... Look, I think all God's children want attention. Mm-hmm. The question is, how does your society allow you to have attention? And there are various kinds of things. For example, in some Asian societies, being self-effacing. So saying, oh, no. If you say, well, gee, that's great food, they say, oh, no, yours is better. But that's just their way of being competitive in some ways by being self-effacing. In our society, we have that natural human tendency to want to get attention, the competitive urge. But we've got capitalism superimposed upon it that says, understanding that by definition, not everybody can be the best, but if you buy this product, you can be sexier or smarter or attract more attention. So then we get, not only are we competitive with our dogs and our grandkids and our children, you know, my kid was eating solid foods. We also get competitive in really weird ways, like I only need 2 hours sleep a night.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've lost 48 pounds in the last 3 days. I mean, we are competitive about the most extraordinary kinds of things.
Silly things.
Well, I mean, but they don't seem silly to the person at that moment.
No, they're serious to the people that are there.
You know, what's funny, though, is competitive. You just mentioned grandkids. My aunt had her granddaughter at their beach house for a week. So my mom decided it would be a good idea to take her granddaughter, my daughter, up and spend, the four of them, spend a few days together. Well, wouldn't you know, by the end of the 4 days, they were all ready to leave.
Oh, yeah.
The granddaughters didn't get as along as well as they had hoped, and it started to create this tension between my mom and her sister, best friends for life. But when you put granddaughters in there, where one is like, oh, she's a little picky. Oh, isn't she a little...
Well, and the little girls will be as competitive with each other because they're used to getting all the attention from their grandmothers.
With the relationship that the grandmothers have with their granddaughters, getting in between two best friends lifelong was an interesting dichotomy to me.
All right, so let's go one step further into the realm of how women think about things versus how men think about things. Perfect opportunity to go to a discussion that has value. The host of the Good Day program is a dairy farmer, or has been a dairy farmer. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, that I'm in earnest trying to save. And the idea that we've come up with post-selling the development rights and paying off mortgages and all that other stuff is to make it a sanctuary for horses, cows, and dogs, a bovine, equine, and canine sanctuary. We have three barns on the property, and so we're going to use each of the barns for different animals. This is something that I have great passion for. You all know, if you've been listening to me with any degree of regularity, that I've been a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life, so I have bovine expertise. Meredith is a horse person. She's been around horses as long as I've been around cows, so she's the equine expert. And we both have very strong feelings about protecting dogs that are in harm's way. So I've asked on the air for people, if you know any way that we can get some help from various sources, no matter whether it's an individual, some philanthropy.
I have an idea for you.
Do you?
I do. And it's, you know, I was thinking, Big Apple Circus is coming to New York. Mm-hmm. And they always come around my birthday, and so I always go, and one year I got to be the MC. I got to be the master of ceremonies.
Huh.
But they do rescue animals, and I'm doing actually, and it's Broken, Let's Fix It segment with them. But they don't have any cows, but they have horses and dogs. So I'll talk with them.
I would
like send
that.
Me some information.
I will.
Because they go all around the world, and they have it's a one ring circus.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of horses, and the dogs are all rescue dogs. So maybe there's something
cool
we can work out for you.
Yeah. All right. So in light of that, we started talking about the way canines, because it's the area that most people are familiar with, need help. And I said something based on a lot of Facebook postings that I have seen recently. Granted, the woman that I'm with is very, very, very involved and very interested in the care and feeding of animals. We went to New York, to Brooklyn, to a kill center to adopt the dog that we have. And the dog has turned out to be a beautiful, wonderful, great animal. Not a replacement for Charlotte. We both loved Charlotte, but a different kind of approach to having a dog. So during the course of the conversation, Michael Vick's name came up. And with that, Richie and Kenny, who isn't with us at the moment, but there was strong support.
Doug was
them.
Chastising Michael Vick, and Ken and I said, do you think
he's paid his debt
to society and could have had a change of heart and could be a new human being?
Mm.
Which we told Doug, you should use Michael Vick to help garner attention for what you're trying to do.
So within 3 seconds of this conversation, because Meredith listens to pretty much every word that comes out of my mouth and everybody else's mouth for the time the program is on, within 3 seconds she wrote, Rich and Kenny have not read the details of the horror inflicted on the dogs. I'll be happy to explain it to them. That was the third. The first was no way on Vic. And then the other one was he paid his debt to society. Meredith said he should die. I mean, she's very...
He should die?
She should die. Yeah.
How about just in growing his toenails? I mean, really have to get quite so bloodthirsty.
So then what came out of the discussion off the air was that women look at these things much differently than men do. And I thought that was pretty compelling. Actually, I wasn't thinking... I don't usually think of things with how different sexes always look at issues. But you said that women are very passionate about Michael Vick and some of the other football players who are scoundrels. So do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, but let me get back to Michael Vick. I think Meredith, with all due respect, is wrong. I mean, who cares? Look, she and I and you and no one else is going to have much effect on how he goes forward. And he may be...
What do you mean, Vick? What did I say? No,
okay.
That's what you're just trying to clarify.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. With Vick, I would look, if he's looking for redemption, and if you can use his celebrity, who cares? I mean, look, you're not in charge of the world. You're not going to punish the sinners and praise the saints. Mm-hmm. But if you can use him to get publicity and get money and get, by using his name, use it, for heaven's sakes. But let's be practical. Abstractions get people killed. Okay. But I think when it comes to, there are a whole lot of things I can give you, like four or five examples. Rice is one of them. Vick is one of them. Clinton is one of them. Where men and women have completely different points of view. Tiger Woods, great example. Mm-hmm. Because women, by and large, think, may all of his toenails and grow, and you know, and his kneecap fall off. Mm-hmm. Men think, oh, he's having a comeback, you know, and so part of it has to do with sex, which is also, women understood Clinton. Men thought, why should he get away with something I can't get away with? With Rice, I think that domestic violence is one of those things that
you don't
strikes, think. I think, at the heart. Yeah, you don't mess with that. And men saying, well, you know, he's a great football player. We don't care. I mean, he clocked his fiance, who then married him, and dragged her out by her foot, letting her head bang on the elevator. I mean, that's really unforgivable. So I do think that women, that it depends on what the issue is, because as I said, I think women were not particularly upset with Clinton. I mean, it's something that women, by and large, have to deal with.
Can people
and men were furious. Pardon?
Can people change? Can Ray Rice change?
Oh, yeah.
Can Michael Vick change?
Yeah. Look, I'm in the business. If I didn't think people could change, I would be wasting my entire professional life. So, but let me tell you, though, what the caveat is here. People can change. It's difficult, and they have to want to do it. You never change for somebody else. You change because what you're doing is so unproductive, so unhappy, so limiting, that they're just, even in your sort of darkest moment, you know, this is not workable anymore. But you don't change for somebody else because it's not strong enough. It has to be something, change is difficult. So it has to be something so fundamental of, this just doesn't work for me anymore, as opposed to, honey, this relationship isn't working, you're going to have to stop smoking or stop screwing around with other women or whatever. That won't work. But saying, I'm about to lose everything that I value. My life will not be workable or livable or valuable unless I do something. And even then, we know, even with people being incredibly committed, that there are, you know, one step forward, two steps back. So it's, change is hard, but yeah, I think people can change.
Past the hour.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com. Kim Davis, says that she did not consider the marriage licenses being issued by her office to be valid without her authorization, but she says she's not going to stop her deputies from issuing them. So I don't know, that sounds more confusing than where we were before, but I go back to, in the light of eternity, how does that make any difference? Any of this stuff. 21 after the hour.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Let's go through a powerful list of songs that were number one during this week in 1985. And in the number five position, Huey Lewis and the News. My daughter used to call him Louie Lewis and the News.
Yeah.
The Power of Love. This is a good pop song, but you can crank it up if you like.
Great pop song.
24 after on Good Day. It's a good week for pop music, actually.
Yeah.
Number four position belongs to Kool and the Gang.
Wow.
I don't hear too many of these, but songs like this around these days. Cherish. Number four.
Can you say pop staff?
Uh-huh.
The world is always changing. Nothing stays the same.
He had a great voice there. But they had a half a dozen number one songs and a dozen or so songs that charted. Kool and the Gang, number four this week. 1985 is the year. Our focus now on number three by English group Dire Straits. Pretty standard fare for them, I think, Richie.
I just listened to this whole album last week. Yeah. For some reason, I don't know why.
Good year of pop music. All right. Let's pay attention to number two song from this week in 1985. Tina Turner.
What movie was this from,
Thunderdome.
It's from Quiz Show.
No,
Lottie Linea.
Dr. Joy got it. What was it, Dr. Joy?
Thunderdome.
Yeah, Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yep.
That didn't. What was the best of the Mad Max in terms of results?
That one. A lot of people think Thunderdome.
Yeah. Oh, here's another movie soundtrack. Doug, at number one.
Yes, number one. John Parr. Everybody knows this one.
So number five, Huey Lewis and Power of Love, was from Back to the Future. Number two, Tina Turner, was from Mad Max.
Yep.
And number one, John Parr from St. Elmo's Fire. What's that tell us about this week in 1985?
We got movies around.
Didn't
John Hughes do the number five and number one movie?
No, he did not do Back to the Future. He was a director. Sure, you know that.
Back to the Future?
That just went in and out of my head. It was... Michael J. Fox.
No, the director was...
Yeah, good.
The other guy.
Yeah, him. All right.
Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah.
I got it. Me too. I got it without looking. Robert Zemeckis.
All right, so those of you who like to like people, this is a good question. This is a good way for you to evaluate how you think about people. Does politics play into who you like as a movie star or television star? And the other side of that, should actors and actresses be involved publicly in supporting various causes or people? I remember when John Wayne supported, I don't remember even who it was, my father thought that it wasn't smart because he would alienate some of his base.
Well, he supported the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
that was.
So now James Bond, or better known as actor Daniel Craig, apparently has made a huge donation to the PAC that's supporting Bernie Sanders. And Daniel Craig isn't even an American citizen.
That's funny.
It's interesting. And then, of course, there are a lot of questions after that. But looking at who supports whom, Craig is an Englishman. He's sure he has a green card or whatever, but he's not an American citizen.
A visa.
But he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, right. So tap it. One of the biggest people contributing so far to Bernie Sanders. 28 after on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen, the owner and operator of Steffen Multimedia. That doesn't sound big, does it, huh? Ooh.
I'm impressed.
Look out for me. And there's, let's see, who's the gentleman's office? We had Dr. Joy Brown.
I saw Jennifer.
And Roberta Fascinelli. You saw Jennifer. She was in Washington.
She had a layover at Dulles Airport, so we went and had a drink together.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And you called her your favorite person.
No, I called her my best friend, my best on-air friend.
Really?
Roberta didn't take too kindly to
it. Yeah, nice. Right, now that he's, now that I know that that's what you said.
That's right. What I said. That's exactly what I said, Joy. I said, what am I, chopped liver? Is that a New York saying?
Well,
hey,
she bought my drink.
Hey,
you guys
like a
hey.
Now we figure out the way to his good guy list.
All right, the thought for the day today: happiness is not something you postpone for the future; something you design for the present. How well put is that?
Or California, you buy Richie a drink, one or the other.
Lawmakers, California lawmakers have.
He's so cheap, Richie. He's just so cheap.
We're interrupting our host.
I feel like I'm losing control here.
No, that happened a long time ago. Long time ago.
All right, so we just let them talk, Richie. What do you think is going to come out of that?
That'll be fascinating, I'm sure.
Uh-huh, right.
Whoa.
California State Senate approved a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to legally end their lives. A lot of discussion about this on some of the talk radio stations here in California over the weekend. The bill is going to be signed by Jerry Brown. The opponents of the bill say the measure may cause premature suicide. Why is that any of your business? That would be my question. This is something that ought not to even be in a law. What were they going to do? Somebody commits suicide, what are you going to do? Take them to jail after they're dead? What foolishness is this?
No, your insurance doesn't pay.
It's asinine. Well, so what? Again, are they worried about that? Only if they're worried about how to take care of their family after they're dead.
Dr. Joy, how many people do you think would probably not be on death's bed, but still want to take their lives just because they're in the depression or a depressed mood?
Well, it's a different issue, isn't it? I think it is.
Okay.
The idea being that depression, the problem about depression is it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem, or basically it's a long-term solution to a short-term problem. We know that depression, first of all, is treatable. Second of all, that it tends to be an impulsive act. So if you can get people out of harm's way, that's why hospitalization works. It doesn't cure you, but it lets the moment pass. So, and the thing about terminal illness, depression can certainly be long lasting. I'm not arguing that, and it can certainly feel terrible, and it can be as emotionally devastating as a chronic illness, because it can be chronic, but mm-hmm. it's treatable. When you're talking about people who are in not only psychic pain but physical pain, and there's no treatment, then I think most of us can understand that. You know, it's really interesting that we can understand physical pain and say, oh yeah, you know, people shouldn't have to endure that, but psychological pain is can certainly be as unendurable, but it's treatable and it tends to be short term. So if you can get people out of harm's way, but I think that there are situations if somebody, for example, Alzheimer's is not really a physical. Someone said I was with someone I was doing Habitat over the weekend, and someone said my mother died of Alzheimer's. I said no, she didn't. You don't die of Alzheimer's. You die of complications from Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had, there are a bunch of us in medical school who got together and said if we had either terminal medical problems or terminal psychological problems, that we would take care of each other. Unfortunately, I've lost track of almost all of them. But, you know, I think there are people who feel that there is just no way out, and I think they should be able to exercise that no way out, knowing if they've exhausted all the options.
Mm. Well, it's something I feel very strongly about. The business of the state is not your business, and your life it's not appropriate.
Well, you know what part of that is? It's really you know, we believe in a separation of church and state, and that mm-hmm. whole issue about suicide is really more a church issue than a state issue.
Yep, sure.
How about Robin Williams, a case like him, where he was depressed because, I mean, he had addiction issues, but Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Well, but I think, you know, I've known Robin for years, and I think that for most of us, we felt it was only a matter of time. It was, you know, that he was just severely, he was unhappy.
Depressed.
He had been a drug addict, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Was it because he was afraid?
A lot of comedians are.
Was he because he was afraid of losing his comedic edge? I had read somewhere where he once said that, you know, without that he was nothing. And with Parkinson's, was he afraid of losing that edge, of
losing
that quick timing?
Robin was a very, you know, physical person. I mean, his comedy was physical. He moved a lot. I think it's a combination of kind of embarrassment. I think Michael J. Fox is one of the few
right.
celebrities who was able to endure the physical manifestations of an illness
mm-hmm.
and sort of say, tough. You know, look at me. I don't think that's who Robin was.
No.
So I think that's part of it. I think growing older, I mean, Cher has said that she hates it. I mean, which is certainly...
Who said that?
Cher.
Go ahead.
You know, I hate it.
It stinks. Of course it stinks. Well, you said, oh, I love growing older. That's the
Well, but the alternatives are really not real happy. I mean, I'd certainly rather grow old than not.
Well, yeah. If you have health and you're doing okay with your
I mean,
life.
Look at Doug. Doug's Excuse me? Get to relive Doug's, you know, older than he was 20 years ago, obviously.
Aren't
so
we all?
He's enjoying new phases in his life, such as having a grandson.
Yeah.
And you would not be able to get that if you were still 25 years old. So there are things...
Well, I'm enjoying a different perspective on the farm, different perspective in relationships, all of the things that I've learned. I've done everything in my life the hard way without planning necessarily, and I've still survived. And I don't say that, I hope, to sound like a jerkle burger, but I've...
No, he's telling the truth. He doesn't plan anything.
I'm trying to be a little more mindful of the future, but there are things you have to get to, okay? Much more so, I have four projects that I'm working on this year. I think I've accomplished one and a half of them. There are still two and a half to go, or at least two that I want to get going before, or at least have in focus, and they require planning, and I've never done that before, so it's a whole new sort of facet, and I have some good advice and advisors, and so it's helpful.
I think as long as you see having some interesting possibilities going forward, I think we're okay.
That's
whether
what
it's
to do.
Grandchildren or learning a new skill or taking a class or going to a new relationship, I think it's when we see that we see no way out. We feel that where we are is not good, and
it's
we see no way out.
Be.
That's
lousy place to be. Okay, so I have to, and I need to probably spend more time on this than I'll have here. Yesterday, I went to down to Irvine in Orange County to meet a lawyer. And I drove down the 5, got to Route 133, which showed up on my my map as the nominal way to get to this guy's office. So I get on Route 133, and I find that it's a toll road. Okay, so I'll pay a couple of bucks to get there because there's no other way in the map to get to this town that I'm going to. So I get on the 133 and I'm on about a mile or two and I see the big signs, toll booth 2.5 miles ahead. Okay, so I get my wallet out. I figure I'm going to have to kick a buck or two in. Get a mile closer and it explains on the signage tolls paid by either Easy Pass or some other kind of pass. No cash allowed. So I'm thinking to myself,
right.
I just got on this road. I don't know anything about it. I'm from out of state. I don't know this is a toll road. And I don't know that I can't pay my way if I'm encountering it. So I'm watching, and I get closer to the camera, and I can see it taking a picture of me because the light's going off in the column
right.
Road where I am. And so then after it, it says, if you didn't have money or you weren't signed up to the two passes, then you can call this number or you can go to this website to pay your fine. I'm paying a fine because I'm on a road to get to a place where I have to go. I have the slightest idea, not the slightest idea, that I'm going to encounter a toll road that I have no options on if I don't have the two passes, one of which had to be in my window in order to not be fined.
And there were no signs that told you.
No signs when I got on the road. Not until I was on the toll road for over a mile did I see a time. And then it was 2.5 miles further before I saw a sign that said, these are the ways you pay. They closed. They had at one point in time.
So they trap you
open
on the road.
Tolls, open toll booths where you could have paid, but those are shut down. They fired the people and they made it all automated. And if you don't pay with one of these two,
so they lure
passes,
you onto the road
right.
before they tell you you're going to have to pay for it.
Yes, right.
So what's the fine?
For scoundrels.
The fine is $84.
Whoa! What's the toll?
$84.
I haven't the slightest idea. I couldn't even find. I went to tollways. I challenge you. Go to the tollroad.com and tell me you can understand how to pay.
I will tell you, in Virginia, they usually give people in that situation one pass.
Yeah. Well,
and then after
this is
that,
a rental car, so they're not going to give a rental
car.
Well,
rental car, see, it's a rental car. Those are the people to complain to because
yeah,
I know
I
when you rent a car, they've told me when I rented one, they said, if you do this road, you have to get the
this is a road that's 80 miles south of Los Angeles,
but,
so
you know,
it's not likely they're going to be telling me about that.
Who knows to travel with her? I have an Easy Pass in each one of my cars.
Yeah,
but who
I do
knows?
Too.
I would have never thought about taking my Easy Pass on a trip with me where I was going to rent a car.
This would, but Easy Pass wouldn't work. I tried Easy Pass in Florida. It didn't work.
Some places
you need special one.
But I know when I rent a car they've said, look, these are the toll roads, and if you're going to take any of these toll roads, you need the pass, and you can buy it here.
Yeah, well, they didn't say that.
So I would complain with the rental agency.
I will complain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I will. I'm happy to complain because in this circumstance, I used to say I'm not paying, but they get you sooner or later anyway, so there's not much point.
They have your information.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there was a sign, though, warning you that there was a toll road coming.
No, there wasn't, Rich.
Okay.
Absolutely guaranteed there wasn't.
Yeah. You weren't on the phone talking to anybody or anything.
You can't be on the phone in California. Remember? And, of course, I obey all the rules.
I know you do.
You could have pulled over the side.
I did pull over the side to try to figure out what I was supposed to do after I saw the sign. I pulled over. I had my iPad with me, and I went to this tollways, and I couldn't figure out for any. The same right, company is running toll roads in Illinois.
So it's a trap, then. You should sue the state of California for trapping
that's a great idea.
Into an $84 fine.
Because it'll only cost you probably $5,000-$6,000.
Right, you've got a cold case there, brother.
No, you don't, because you all they have to do is say that there was a sign you didn't see, and you're screwed. Right. So what you could do?
I guarantee
call
you there was no sign.
Send a letter to the state saying
class
you were
action lawsuit.
Do a call the rental company and put the whole thing on American Express, and then argue the claim. And American Express is really good about
that. I bet you my '67 Bronco, there was a sign.
Uh huh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worth taking a trip down there to check it out again.
You're going to have to videotape the entire road on both sides.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure I can go on Google Earth and see whether there's a sign or not.
Go on Google Earth and see.
I think you've been conned twice. Once by the state of California, by Rich.
All right. 133 going to 241. You tell me there's a sign there someplace.
Okay.
Please.
And I love it. In California, they refer to them as the five.
And what do I get if I win?
When you get off the phone, what do you get? You get to keep your job. All right, let me talk about...
I don't want my job.
You don't want
your
job.
Rich, we just figured out how you can get retired.
Now I know how to get out.
This is called radio suicide, folks.
Really?
You know, you don't even need the state involved.
Radio suicide.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of this job.
Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasinelli. Roberta, you've been very quiet. You're supposed to be standing
up for me. I've just been listening. It's fascinating stuff.
47 past the hour on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, for those of you who are trying to prevent hair loss, the loss of your hair is something that is troubling. I have a simple fix. Provia. Get your hair back or your money back. Dial 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back by dialing 800-525-8319.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk Time. Greg Stebbin, not to be confused with Gregory Stebbin, who's no relationship whatsoever to him. He is Greg with three G's. That's G-R-E-G-G, or it could be G-R-E-G-G.
Isn't it appropriate our tech guy is 3G?
3G.
Oh, no, that sounds kind of slow to me.
We need to upgrade you.
I'm going 5G. I'm going 5G. So it's G-G-R-E-G-G-G. Stebbin. All right, so he's got the story on the 5G. As a matter of fact, just a moment here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, individual
Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, so Verizon is testing 5G. G. Which supposedly is 50 times faster than LTE. And, of course, then we have to figure out what LTE means. So let's start with that. So those of us who are unwashed who don't know what LTE, for me, that's an abbreviation for light. And there's nothing light about this. This is heavy stuff.
Yes, this is physics.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, actually, it's interesting. The terms LTE, which stands for long-term evolution, and 4G get tossed around, you know, in ads and discussions a lot as if they're the same thing. They're not really. 4G is a standard, and LTE is actually a path by which a network could take to reach the standard.
Path on the Internet?
More of a development path to figure out how to get there. So this all does have, it does have to do with paths of how data crosses the Internet to get from one place to another, like from a server to your phone. But what's really important here is, as you said, you know, 3G was kind of pokey slow, 4G was much faster, and 5G, which Verizon says they'll actually start to experiment with on the street next year and will be available commercially in 2017, as you said, will be 50 times faster. You'll download an HD movie in 6 seconds versus 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it is a huge step forward.
Question.
Yes.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Will they have to dig up my street again to lay new cable?
Twice.
Really?
I don't know. Probably, yes.
So all the cable that they've been burying over the last 5 to 10 years with the 4G now will have to be replaced.
Yeah, actually, I was kidding about that. I don't know, and they haven't got...
the same network or not.
Don't know that yet.
All right, so what's the relationship? We're pummeling you with questions. What's the relationship between 5G and Fios? Or 4G and Fios?
Well, Fios is... That's a really good question. Fios is a fiber optic.
Hear that, Richie? That was a really good question.
Every squirrel gets a nut.
And, I'm just speculating here, but, you know, Fios is a cable or a fiber network that runs to your house. It's not a wireless network.
Oh, that's right.
So it may be that they can tap into the fiber that's already been laid, but I actually don't know the question, and I don't know that we're going to know the answer, and I don't know if we're going to know the answer for, it might be another 6 or 9 months before we really get to get specific details.
All we want to know, though, is that we're going to get faster service. Is that you're road in 7 seconds?
Yeah, and you'll always get fat. There will be a 6G and there will be a 7G, and
just
frankly, the transition to each one will be painful because some phones will access it, some will not. New phones will have it, some
of
will not.
Have them new phones.
Oh, yeah, and you know, why did this announcement come on the heel of the Big Apple?
That brings up a great... Do they actually have, like, 12G sitting in the bank vault somewhere, and they just don't want to release it so that they can sell us new phones every 2, 3, 5 years?
There you go.
To be able to...
No.
Time there's a new phone, not a new phone plan. $32 a month forever.
Well, I'm sure what does exist in the vault, it's a really smart question, actually, is that
Show me that.
That was a stupid question. Why would you even ask me that?
I know my tech questions are smart.
You're good.
You have to feel good.
Is everybody feeling good now?
Yes, we're all feeling wonderfully well. It's after all,
we all have a smart question.
Another chance for success to do the right thing. Greg Stebbin is here as our technologist. He's a technology editor for Men's Health Magazine.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. 1490